Texas State Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, a San Antonio Democrat, was the only Texan invited to the White House conference, and he said Texas was frequently discussed in the meeting with Obama and Holder.
Just as the president's talking about discrimination at the polls, here we are in Texas arguing this case before federal judges, and quite frankly, we could be the very first case that deals with the Voting Rights Act post-Shelby County.
Last week, Holder said the Justice Department would support a lawsuit asking a federal judge to require Texas to pre-clear all new election laws in the state. Holder's plan is to use still valid sections of the Voting Rights Act.
Section 2 plus Section 3 equals Section 5. I mean, you get to the same result. It's a little bit longer to get there, but the Supreme Court knew exactly what they were doing when they ruled on the formula. They left Section 5 intact. They left Section 3 intact. I think it's going to be harder to pursue. I think these cases take resources. They take time.
Martinez Fisher is one of the plaintiffs in the voting rights lawsuit in San Antonio that challenges new election maps. A three-judge panel is considering whether it needs to draw new maps to make sure minorities are fairly represented. Texas primary elections are scheduled for March the 4th, but if the voting rights lawsuit gets held up in the courts, primary day will likely be postponed. David Martin Davies reporting.